This is not one of the most pleasant times to talk to an audience about what's happening in the hog industry, especially if it's producers. Certainly, we've gone through ups and downs as far as the hog industry forever, and we probably will continue to do that. So it's not unusual to find ourselves in this kind of position when we overproduce. I want to point out before I start that our major problem in this particular downturn of the hog industry is not demand. It's cost, our overproduction. It's cost relative to what we had just a few years ago. For example, we've gone from $2 corn 5 years ago to a little above $4 corn at the present time, and averaged more than that last year. We've gone from cost of roughly $40 or a little less for the average cost producer to somewhere in the low to mid $50 level on a live weight basis. So let's get started. I probably have prepared too many slides as far as the time that I have, so I'll go through some of them fairly quickly. But if you look at kind of the summary of what we've had, key driving forces as far as the hog industry is concerned now are oil prices, biofuel policy, and the economy. High oil prices lead to high gasoline prices, high ethanol prices, high corn prices, and red ink for the livestock industry. A weak economy is doing the same, somewhat in reverse, without the decline in corn prices occurring too much. Look at what has happened here as far as the price that we receive for hogs and the cost. 2008 prices were 260 above the 13-year average, but 2008 production costs were 1385 above that 13-year average. So there is the real problem that we have in this particular stress period of the hog industry. If you look at corn prices and cost of producing hogs based on the Iowa State data, notice if we have $4 corn, we have somewhere in the vicinity of $52 per hundredweight cost. And we just have to downsize the hog herd to get supplies in level with demand that can get us those kind of prices rather than in the 40s as we have now. Production efficiency. This is a very impressive record as far as anything is concerned. Look at what we've done. Since 1930, the U.S. has reduced sow inventory by 42% and increased pork supplies by 245%. Now, that's a record that anybody can be proud of. If we look at the pigs per litter, we've gone from 7 to 7.5 in 1980 to nearly 9.5 at the present time. So litters per sow per year, we've gone from somewhere in the 1.8 to, 1.6 to 1.7 in 1980 to 2 or a little better at the present time. Pigs per sow per year from around 12 or 13 in 1980 to 21 or something like that at the current time. Carcass weights, we've gone from about 170 pounds in 1980 to 200 pounds at the present time. And that's one of the aggravations we have seasonally this year. Our weights of market hogs at the present time are running 4 to 5 pounds above a year ago. Carcass weights are 3 to 4 pounds above a year ago. So that's adding to the total supply, even though our numbers are down some. Annual U.S. production growth rate, about 1.5% a year. That line on there is drawn at 1.5% a year. Look at how well it fits the actual record. In the years when we have had less than 1.5% increase in pork production, we have had above a $10 per hog profit based on the Iowa State data. In the years when we've had above 1.5% growth, we've had substantial losses. Prices. Note that we had started rallying here in early April, as far as price was concerned, and right on top of 2008 as far as the rally's concerned. Now look at what has happened since H1N1. So we basically moved sideways. We're hoping we still get some seasonal rally. We can't be positive that that will occur. Barrel and gilt negotiated prices. Notice how we've moved below a year earlier. In the first 4 months of the year, live hogs prices were actually above a year ago. Our forecast as far as slaughter is concerned is about 26.7 million or 4.4% less than last year in the second quarter, about 5% less in the third quarter, 3% in the fourth quarter, and down about 4% as far as the year is concerned. Actual pork production is going to be down less than that. Forecast prices, carcass, Iowa, Minnesota, 58 to 60 as far as the second quarter. And again, we hope that we'll get third quarter up a little, 62 to 65. Fourth quarter, 57 to 61, 59 to 61 as far as the year is concerned. If you relate to that better in live prices, this is what it looks like with a 45 to a 47 average for the year. Now, you want to look at that relative to what the producer is facing. We've got somewhere in the vicinity of a $52, $53 cost that we're going to have. I was asked this morning if there was anyone in the hog business making money. Yes, there is a small percent that are making money. Those that have used the futures market well are doing fairly good. For example, earlier this week on the hog slaughtered, the contract tied to the futures market that you can sign with a packer, the people that had sold hogs on that and were delivering them that day averaged $77 per hundredweight in the carcass. And our costs, you see, are somewhere in the low 70s. So we do have people making money. It's not a very high percent. Non-swine flu. The top line is what the futures market was projecting on 424 for the futures market. The bottom line is what has happened on a daily basis as far as the actual hog price. So there's just no question that it has had an impact. This is the best we can measure what the impact might be for the summer as far as the swine flu is concerned. And what this is doing is looking at the price we had on May 24th and then 529, and then making estimates as far as slaughter is concerned and giving you a total figure there of just roughly $500 million. Forecast change in meat production. This is for 2008-09, probably in the ballpark. Here's 2010, and we certainly hope and we think the odds are very low that there will be that USDA is incorrect here. Note that they're forecasting a 0.5% decline. That will not be nearly enough, so that we have to get substantially more than that to get in the black. Summary, farrow trending down, continued productivity growth, fewer imports of Canadian hogs and pigs, decrease in pork exports, weak domestic demand, high feed cost, red ink for producers. And the bottom line, again, is we have to reduce the herd 5% minimum and maybe 10%.